Hello and welcome to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast, which is your audio guide to all things guinea pigs. Thank you for joining me today. Hello, welcome back. Welcome if you are new. Hello, I'm your host Sam, and this podcast is a place where together we share our love for all things guinea pigs. Their big, cheeky personalities, yet small, fluffy physical bodies, and how we can ensure that they get the best life possible so that we in turn can benefit from their interaction, love, and overall cuteness. This podcast is brought to you by Popcorn and Piggy. Popcorn and Piggy, the brand, is your one-stop shop for unique, cute, and funny guinea pig clothing, mugs, greeting cards, and stickers, and we are taking over the internet via our YouTube channel, Instagram, and Facebook accounts so that together, our community, the Popcorners, will change the stigma around guinea pigs being easy and disposable pets, and instead spread the word that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world. So that's enough for the intro. Now let's get into this week's episode. What's up, Popcorners, and welcome back to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast. I'm not going to sing, don't worry, it will definitely start raining. So thank you very much for joining me again. Apologies, this episode is a day late. It will all become apparent in the rest of this episode, where I am going to talk what I've learnt from having 10 guinea pigs at one time. And side note, or spoiler alert, it's been a lot of work. So I'm going to talk more about that. But first of all, I want to highlight another review. I promise I can speak today. I want to highlight another review that we've had on the podcast episode. So this one comes from the lovely Flying Squirrel Girl. Thank you, from the USA. And this one is titled Popcorn for Your Ears. You guys come up with the best titles for your reviews, so thank you so much. So, the review is, this podcast is both entertaining and informative. As a new piggy owner, I was seeking information about my new obsession, and this podcast did not disappoint. I have listened to the entire back catalogue and find myself eagerly awaiting new content. I popcorn for the Popcorn and Piggy, and you will too. Thank you so much. I loved your review. Obviously, talking all things popcorn. So thank you very much to Flying Squirrel Girl for your review. And if you have not already and want a potential shout out on the Popcorning Piggy podcast in the future, then head on down in the Apple Podcast app below where you're listening to this episode. You will see a kind of star rating area and a chance to leave a written review. Pop that in and obviously I will be able to see it. Now, I want to highlight something because I think a lot of people don't know this. You will only be able to see reviews. So if you, for instance, want to go and see the review that I have read out today and you are not in the USA, unfortunately, you won't be able to see it because Apple are really, really stupid in the sense that they will only show you reviews from your actual location. So anyone in the USA will be able to see that review. Anyone not in the USA won't be able to see that review, but you'll be able to see other reviews from people in your area. So if you can't see the reviews, don't worry. I have a special way where I can see them all. So even if you don't see any reviews down there and you're like, where's she getting these reviews? Leave a review. I have a special way where I can see all of them. I have a load more to shout out. So obviously there's going to be a more coming out. And if you haven't already, leave it for your chance to get a shout out in a future episode. So thank you very much, Flying Squirrel Girl, once again. And let's get into this week's episode. So this week's episode, like I said, is almost going to be lessons learnt I've had from, or lessons I have learnt from having 10 guinea pigs at one time. Now, I want to preface this with, if you have a lot of guinea pigs, and I'm probably talking six or more, or you run some kind of boarding facility or rescue, I want to first of all give you like a silent round of applause, because hats off to you. It is a lot of work and you probably don't get any thanks for it, or very, very little thanks for it. So I personally want to give you a big hug and a big piggy kiss to say, well done. You're amazing. If you do this every day, you are a legend, because it is hard work. So for everyone out there who has like more than six guinea pigs, runs a rescue or some kind of boarding facility, or even if you're like a vet or something, honestly, you are a legend. Well done. Congratulations. You are amazing. So I want to start off with that, because the main thing I have learned from having 10 guinea pigs is it is a lot of work. Like, we think it's a lot of work when we've got two, maybe four. I sometimes think it's a lot of work when I've got obviously like one to two fosters. Having six foster guinea pigs. Also, by the way, if this is not making any sense, go back and check out last episode as to Sam, what has happened? How have you got 10 guinea pigs? Well, side note, listen to last episode, but also four of my own and six foster pigs at the moment. I know, it's been chaotic. All boys, a lot of them were on their own, and they have all been neutered. Six guinea pigs have been neutered in the last 2 weeks. It's been a lot of work. So props off if you do this on a daily basis, or you have a rescue, or you have a lot of guinea pigs. Honestly, you are amazing. So 10 guinea pigs, it's been a lot of work. A lot of work. There's been cleaning every day, and it's not like I spot clean every day. I do this not only because obviously it just looks nicer, because I'm usually filming some sort of video or photos for Instagram or filming a YouTube video. Side note, haven't even done a YouTube video since I had the fosters. Oh no, I lie, I've done one video since I've done the fosters, just have not had time. And also, like I say, I spot clean every day because it just looks neater. I'm usually filming some sort of content, and I just think it's also nicer for the guinea pigs. Like, who wants to sit in their mess all day? Like, I wouldn't want to do that. So I clean them up every day. They get spot cleaned every day. Doing how many cages? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 to 6 cages, because I have managed to bond two of the solo fosters together, so there's now 5 cages, but at one point it was 6 cages. Doing that many cages, spot cleaning every day, takes like an hour. And I don't mind doing it, it's quite therapeutic. It's nice to see them popcorning and running around and doing zoomies afterwards. But an hour out of your day, every day, is very tiring. So props off if you are doing this for more guinea pigs. Like I say, if you're doing a rescue or boarding, props off, well done. Because it definitely is tiring. So that was the first thing. Also, it's a lot of mess. I have been through so many bin bags, and you'll know if you watch the YouTube channel or follow us on Instagram at Popcorn and Piggy or Facebook, then you will know everyone is on fleece. I don't use any kind of bedding just because obviously there's a large amount of waste that goes with that. I try not to do that in terms of an environmental kind of standpoint, but also just I only have a like small bin, so I can't fill that bin. Well, I would if I had like the guinea pigs on bedding, I would have more bin bags than would fit in that bin. And I should probably explain this just because we have an international audience. In the UK, or where I am at, we have like a wheelie bin where you put all your waste. And where I am, it can be different. We have recycling and we have general waste. I know if you're in different parts of the country, you can have the recycling split into many, many different types of recycling as well. But where I am, you just have a recycling bin and a waste bin. And it's the size of your bin is all dependent on like the number of rooms in your house, people that live there, yada yada yada. So because I live in a smallish house, obviously it's just me and 10 guinea pigs, then I have a really small bin. So it can only really fit 3 kind of waste bags each week. And I say each week, it gets collected every 2 weeks. So if I was to put my guinea pigs on bedding, I would easily, especially with 10 guinea pigs, I don't even want to know how many bin bags that would take. But even if I had 2 cages, so my 4 boys on bedding, that would take probably 1 to 2 bin bags every week. And like I say, my bin can only hold 3 bags, and it gets collected every 2 weeks. So I would have, if I used bedding, 4 bin bags every week, not including like my own kind of like bin waste and stuff. So I just would not be able to do it. It would be constant trips to the tip because that's the only other way to dispose of it. So it'd be a nightmare. So firstly, to have the boys on fleece is a lifesaver, but also it also still creates a lot of mess. I have been producing a bin bag a week just of poop, leftover hay that they've obviously peed on or just decided that they don't want to eat. And just, yeah, it's just so much mess from 10 guinea pigs. So one bin bag, my bin has been full. So that's the first thing. There's a lot of mess. It takes a long time to clean it up. And it just produces so many more bin bags. So first thing, the lesson I've learned is there's a lot of mess. Second thing, obviously, something that we all know, but 10 guinea pigs is a lot more than I'm used to. I'm used to like 5 to 6 maximum, most of the time 4. They eat a lot of hay. I can normally make a bag of hay and I don't want to use the word last because that's the wrong way to look at it, but a bag of hay normally with 4, maybe 5 or 6 guinea pigs lasts probably 2 weeks. You know, they're quite big bags. I have a video coming up on my YouTube channel very, very soon of like a haul of all things that I've bought recently. But a bag of hay, I don't even know the weight of it, but it would normally last about 2 weeks. I have been going through a bag of those minimum a week. Like sometimes it's been like a bag and a bit. So a bag of hay each week. Now, they're not the most expensive. They're like £5.50, which obviously if you're in dollars, like USA dollars, that would probably be like $6-$7 maybe. So it's not super, super expensive. And yet it's really, really nice quality, which is good. I'm also going to do a whole like episode on how to realise like the quality of hay. So definitely let me know if that is of interest to you. But they get through a lot of hay. And obviously because they eat a lot of hay, it just again makes a lot of mess. Like I think I vacuumed my house because the majority of them are inside. I think I vacuumed my house every single day this week because you're just constantly obviously getting hay out of the bag, or I even empty it into like a it's not a bin, but it's like a container. So you're constantly like putting your hand in to get hay to put it into their racks, which obviously gets rid of stuff, and then you're cleaning it up, which then drops stuff. And yeah, it's just been a constant cleanup in my house. It feels like a bomb has gone off, like, and it's just like a hay bomb. Like we joke about it as guinea pig parents, but hay gets everywhere. I just don't understand how it gets there. Honestly, like, I've ruined a pair of slippers. I've like lost part of my house to guinea pigs. Like, it's just crazy. I really enjoy it. You know me. I love guinea pigs and I love the art of fostering guinea pigs. But I have to say 10 guinea pigs has been a lot. I feel like there has been I used the terminology guinea pig takeover last episode. I feel like it's definitely been a guinea pig army takeover. Like I've definitely been outnumbered. My sanity has become in question very, very many times. So I've really enjoyed it, but it's a lot of mess. So, side note right now, things people do not tell you that maybe you didn't realise. Certainly if you use fleece or again, you have guinea pigs inside. Number one, you will regularly have to clean out your vacuum cleaner's filter or just pause it and clean out part of it. Now, even if you, because I have like a cat's litter scoop and I'm pretty good at sweeping up the hay off the floor and putting it in something before I hoover, but I should say vacuum cleaner as well because Hoover's a brand, but whenever you vacuum there's things like hairs, there's always little bits of hay that you just miss and you will constantly be unclogging your vacuum cleaner. Fact. Things people never tell you about owning indoor guinea pigs. The other thing that people don't tell you if you have fleece, which again, even if you're really, really good at shaking out your fleece, which I am, if you put fleece in your washing machine, and I would put this even if, like, you know, you can get those bags that you put them into. One, I don't really like those bags. I don't think they clean them very well, like the fleece inside, because it's just another layer that things have to get into to clean the fleece. So I don't use those, but I do a really good job of shaking out the fleece before I put it in the washing machine. Is people don't tell you, maybe you didn't even know this was in your washing machine, there's a filter in your washing machine. Okay, now on an average basis I try and clean mine out once a month because I've had 10 guinea pigs, and honestly this is the other thing, I've been cleaning fleece like every single day, I've had to clean the filter out twice. So things that people never tell you: hay gets everywhere and you will have to work out how to fix your vacuum cleaner very, very frequently, or just clean it out even more frequently. And you have a filter in your washing machine that also needs cleaning out. And if you have more guinea pigs and more fleece, you'll have to clean it out even more often. Side note, if you have a tumble dryer that you also do your fleece in, you also have a filter in that. Now, I don't use my fleece in the tumble dryer. I find it comes out quite dry. But side note, you also have a filter in your tumble dryer. So things that people never tell you about having guinea pigs and jobs that you have to do. And yeah, by having 10 guinea pigs, just the added number, there has been a lot more work. So that's why there's been no YouTube video this week. I can't even remember if I did one last week. Honestly, it's been a bit of a blur. So the good news is that all six Fosters are doing well. They are doing amazing. Like I say, I managed to bond Bobby and Stanley together, so they have friends. And I did try and bond the other boy, Charlie, who's the solo boy, with them. It worked for about 8 hours, and then things just happened. And 3 a.m. in the morning, I had to split them up. So the things you do for foster pigs. So that I had hoped that that was going to work, but it hadn't. So we have got at least one bond. All six, though, have been neutered, gone without a hitch, which is wonderful. We did have Charlie, sadly, who had some digestive issues, which if you follow the podcast or even the YouTube channel, you will know I'm well versed in those after one of my first guinea pigs, Gus Gus, had very, very bad digestive issues. But I have actually another episode on this podcast all about my medical kit, and I have like some probiotic in my medical kit that works wonders. And Charlie was the first one that got neutered. So bearing in mind, obviously they all came from the same house, which again, if you don't know the story, go and listen to last week's episode. I basically not pumped them all, that's the wrong way to think about it, but I gave them all probiotics in the lead up to their neutering and afterwards, just to help not anyone else have digestive issues. So only thing we had was digestive issues with Charlie. Everyone else was fine. They all had a little nibble of their stitches, absolute terrors, but nobody opened anything up and there's been no side effects, so that's been good. But I have to say, that's also been the other added thing, in a sense that at one time, all six were having antibiotics, and obviously I was having to pick them up and check their wounds and stitches and stuff. So that also added to the just workload, because they're not at all tame. They're all completely nightmares to try and catch. And then even when you've got them, there's one who I can never tell which one it is. There's Blake and Bowie, who literally look identical, except one has a white stripe on the right hand side and one has the white stripe on the left side. So even when I was giving antibiotics, I had to constantly tell myself which was the one I'd done, left or right. And the it's been a nightmare. But luckily, obviously, just constantly going, not left. I knew which one to pick up. So nobody had a double dose of antibiotics, thankfully. But it does not help when guinea pigs look identical. So yeah, all six at one point for about 2 days were having or being picked up or being checked and all having antibiotics. And some of them, shout out to the lovely Wesley, he was an absolute trooper having his antibiotics. He didn't wiggle and he would just take it like a champ. And I know it doesn't taste very nice, so shout out, not that he's going to listen to this, but shout out to Foster Pig Wesley, who is an absolute gem. On the other side of things, we have one of the foster pigs, again I can't remember which one it is, it's Barry or Blake, who was an absolute nightmare, to the point where I was lucky if half of it went in his mouth, because the one day, half of it went down my arm. So he was such a wriggler and he just was a nightmare. So if you have guinea pigs and you're thinking, how am I ever going to do this? Don't worry, even after now, 20 odd guinea pigs, and obviously the majority of them have had medical care because they've been foster guinea pigs of some sort, you do get better, but it's all down to the guinea pig and their personality and just their life so far. So we do have a good variety of characters. And the other thing I want to say, actually, with having 10 guinea pigs, six foster guinea pigs, is they all have different personalities. Now, we know for a fact that all of these, although they might not be brothers, I think certainly a lot of them are, they have all come to some degree from the same piggy family, let's say. So they might not all have like the same mum. Some of them, most of them probably have the same dad. And so a lot of them are related, and yet they are all so different. They have such personalities, and that's the bit I really love about fostering, is obviously you can potentially nurse them back to health depending how they come in, you know, set them up for the rest of their life, find them a forever home and whatnot. But I really love just looking after them and learning their personalities and really getting to know them, getting their trust, really sort of welcoming them and showing them potentially a better life than they've had before. Obviously, each foster piggy has a different story, but you can go back and again listen to last week's if you want to hear about these. But these did not have the best start in life. So to give them not only space, give them a proper diet, and just give them a friend as well, and potentially set them up for what is a wonderful life is amazing. I really, really love that, and getting to know them all. So the three boys that are kind of in like my lean-to conservatory are going back to the rescue this week. The other three will be staying at Popcorn and Piggy HQ for a little bit longer, and so we will still have 7 guinea pigs. So obviously, if you want to keep following us, I'll be talking all about it on and off on the podcast. I will definitely be covering bits on the YouTube channel. Back to a schedule, just filmed a YouTube video this morning, so that will be coming out probably next week. And of course, if you haven't already, follow us on Instagram at popcorningpiggy, because there's always a photo to share or something there as well. And if you're not on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, but I post a lot more on Instagram in terms of the stories and things, so that's where I would definitely hang out first if you have Instagram. So at popcorningpiggy. So thank you very much for this week's episode. Apologies, I've tried to make it upbeat. I am feeling very, very tired, as you can probably imagine. I want to again say props out and congratulations, and give yourself on a pat at the back if you have more than 6 guinea pigs, and if you have a boarding house, like boarding facility, or you run a rescue, because honestly, this, like, I already knew you guys did a lot, like there is a lot that comes looking after 2 guinea pigs, but having 6 or more guinea pigs honestly is amazing if you can do it. So give yourself a pat on the back, and if this, obviously, if you're thinking, oh, I want more, then take this as a warning. The more you have, the more work, the more things that can go potentially wrong, and all the rest. Now, obviously, I have a t-shirt in the shop, which is like, always space for one more. And I still stand by that. Like, there is, if something happened tomorrow, which I'm not welcoming it at all, but if something happened tomorrow, I'm sure I could fit one or two more in. Like, they would only be like fosters again. I'm not having any more of my own right now. I could probably fit one or two more. Like, there's always space for one or two more. This is where that t-shirt comes from. However, don't take more unless you know the work and things that are involved with it. This is like my lesson learnt. 4 is definitely my max in terms of my own, and even that might be too many now if I keep having fosters. So we will see what is in the future. Obviously, I do not wish any ill health on any of my guinea pigs. I love them all to bits. And yeah, 6 fosters is a lot. So always space for one more. However, be careful. It requires a lot more work. So obviously, if you want, check out that t-shirt mug design in the shop, popcornandpiggy.com. And thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. I'll be back next week for another one. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a star rating and review it on the Apple Podcast app, and share it with your piggy friends. It really helps us get our message that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world and are not disposable pets to more people. If you aren't already, follow us on Instagram. Our username is @popcorningpiggy, where we'd love to connect with you and learn all about you and your guinea pigs. Our Instagram account is linked below in the show notes, along with all our other links to our social media. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll be back next Thursday for another episode. See you then. Bye!